All things B.B. Comer football are here now. This is the Coach Fawcett Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
Welcome to the Coach Adam Fawcett Show. Greg Wyckoff, Tony White, and the most popular man, and I got to say the best-looking legs this side of the Mississippi, Coach Adam Fawcett. How you doing?
That was a weird intro.
That was a very weird intro.
I'm doing great.
Well, I just noticed, Coach. I mean, you've slimmed up. You're looking good on the sideline in the most manly way I can say it.
Are you promising him anything?
I feel like the more gray hair I get, the slimmer I got to get, because I got to have some sort of attraction, some sort of attractive quality.
Man. Well, Coach, it's good. It is good to have you here. It's always a blessing to us, and it's a blessing to be able to do all of it we do with the Comer family. It's really cool. Coming off week number one, we're already a week into the season, and tough game, but talk about the good things last Friday night, Coach.
It was a tough night. You're in a unique situation where you have so many new guys. You look at the roster and it says 10 seniors, and you start kind of breaking those 10 seniors down. You have two that haven't played ever. You have two that didn't play last year, and you have one that played a little bit last year but played sparingly. So you're down to 50% of your seniors that have experience. And then the junior class is really small, and the sophomore class is pretty big. So it makes a big, big difference when it comes to experience. Mm-hmm. And last Friday, offensive line, obviously an issue. But when you look at the reality of it, those five guys have never started a varsity game. So the experience of it is key, and getting better is key. And we've had some crazy injuries already. It's only week one, but we've had some crazy injuries, and those injuries have caused some depth chart issues and things like that. So it's just one of those things. It's high school football. It's small high school football. And at the end of the day, we have what we have. We have the kids that we have, and we're going to coach them up and hopefully help make them better on and off the field. And we'll see what happens on Friday nights.
I thought it was cool, Tony, we talked about it, because, Coach, you've coached a long time. You've seen lots of different teams. And anytime you change quarterback, you can change any position on the field. But when you make a change at quarterback, that is a dynamic like no other for the team. And we said it, Tony, the identity comes from the quarterback. Mm-hmm. And it's cool to see your son out there, Raylon out there, but the team needs an identity. Mm-hmm. They need to be that identity. What are we going to do? And I know you're working through it. Like you said, it's tough to get this new whole – it's just a whole new puzzle to put together.
Mm-hmm.
And – Max, I told you, I think he's going to be super. He's a gunslinger with confidence. It's going to be really neat to see him grow. And then Raylon gives you that dynamic like nobody else in 3A has in the backfield when you put him back there.
Yeah, they're definitely two different types. And Max is not, again, no varsity snaps, so didn't play last year, was going through a injury with some growth plates in his elbow, and didn't play last year. And it's one of those things where you got to have some guys ready, and you got to be able to do some different things. So the concept of being able to use Ray in numerous different positions on offense is still available, and we can put him at quarterback. We can move him around, so we can do a bunch of different things, and it definitely helps in the aspect of him being able to get some rep, of Max being able to get some reps and get some experience, and then spell Ray too. If Ray goes in at Q and he's running all over the place, and then he's playing defense and things like that. So It's a good combination. The youth of it is an issue, but we're going to have to, again, you just work through it. You want to make sure that those guys, the Rays of the world and the Tristans and the Richards of the world, you want to make sure to try and get their touches and make sure that they get an opportunity to move the ball offensively.
Well, not just offensively, but we saw it too. Turning, hang on just a second. I think I texted you. You were two special teams returns a tackle away from Christian Jemison. I thought he was fixing to, if he would have split those defenders, mm-hmm. he would have been gone. And Noodle, if he would have split the two defenders. Mm-hmm. So it's there. It is knocking at the door.
Well, I mean, Coach, you've gone through this before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we had a dynamic team for the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. They've gone.
Yeah.
You know, and you guys had to come in like you're talking about that's never played football before, mm-hmm. okay? You're going to do the best you can, just like you started when you come back to mm-hmm. Comer, okay? Oh, yeah. And when you come to Comer, you know, you can't do it all in over the summer or in the spring and over the summer. I mean, it's going to take a little time. These guys are going to have to get reps. They're going to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to learn from their mistakes. But they're going to, you know, it's just going to take some time. And people that is watching this, the Comer Nation, is going to have to understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have everything that we've had for the last 3 years, which was great football.
Yeah, we were blessed with a lot of talent for 2A football.
Yeah.
And then you go to 3A and – you know, everybody's, you know, why are we 3A? Why are we 3A? Well, based on the cut line, we have 3A numbers. but if you looked at the breakdown of grades 9 through 11 and you saw male to female numbers, we are 3A numbers, but we have a ton of females. So our female classes are bigger. So we have less males that are playing football because we have less males in the school.
But they don't take that in consideration, though, do
no,
they?
No, exactly. No, they don't take any of that into consideration. They just look at the total count. So it's going to be, again, it's going to be a numbers game. It's going to be a depth game. It's going to be, you know, staying in shape and staying healthy and things like that that are key for the success that we're going to be able to have. And you have a new region, and you have some new teams that you haven't seen either ever or in a long time, and it makes it pretty tough because you are kind of scouting out new territories and new areas as far as teams and people that you're playing against. So, you know, it's as cliche as it is, it's take it one week at a time. And you know, you want these guys to prepare and get ready 1 week at a time. And ultimately, we've got to grow as a unit. You know, there's a big difference between being on a team and being a team. Mm-hmm. And that's the key that especially our seniors have to figure out is, like, you've got to be you've got to be that guy, and you've got to help lead some of these younger guys and be patient with some of these younger guys and help them out.
Yeah, that's what I was just fixing to say. The seniors need to take the team by the reins and say, "Hey, this is what we got to do," and lead as an example, and show them what they need to do and help them along the way instead of just doing your thing. I mean, like you said, you've got to gel as a team, or you're never going to win a ball game. I mean, the last 3 years, I mean, it was like a well-oiled machine. Y'all had them just down pat what they needed to do, and that's what they did. Now you got newcomers coming in, new, young guys that's never been on the football field. I don't know if they even put a helmet on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so they've got learning curves, and it's just the way it is. And I know you and your coaching staff are going to do the best you can.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the big thing, and we've had to deal with this over the past couple of years too, but it was able to be just, I guess maybe it was less issues. I really don't know, but the things that happen that the fans and the public don't know about, you know, the injuries that happen, the rolled ankles, the The losing of a student last week, the player that they have a parent that's going through a sickness that goes on and kind of sticks in their mind and they're worried about that. The player that has to go to work to help his household to pay bills and things like that. Those are the realities that we face, and those are the things that people don't understand about coaching, is that you have to have some compassion for that, and you have to understand these kids and know these kids, because there are so many things that go on in a day. There's so many emotions and so many thoughts, and you can see a kid at 8 o'clock going to first period, and at 8:55 you can see him and he'll be in a completely different mood in 55 minutes, and you're like, what in the world happened, you know? And it could be something minor, or it could be something serious, or it's kind of crazy, but I cannot be a teenager right now. Like, it's tough to be a teenager.
Well, and also too, as humans, we expect everybody, everything's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. But my pastor was preaching one time, and he made a statement that just really, it stuck with me a lot. And a good example he was talking about was driving 280. I hate driving 280. It's just bumper to bumper and people cutting you off and everything. But if somebody did cut you off, what do? We get mad. We want to holler. But what's going through his mind? What happened? Has he got a loved one that just been in an accident? He's going to the hospital, or him and his wife just had a big fuss or something. Mm-hmm. We don't know what's going through these kids' minds.
Right.
Like you said, I've got a grandson that's 15. And he came to stay with us over the summer for 2 weeks, and he kept to himself a lot. That's what he wanted to do. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to get out and go nowhere. He didn't want to get out and do anything. He just wanted to stay in his room, play video games and stuff like that, which he didn't do it all the time, but had to make him get out some. But that's what the world is right now, like you said, Coach. We don't know what's going through these young people's minds.
Well, Coach, we know what's going through your mind. Saying I love – that's why I've missed this so much. Sure? I have missed this show so much.
Coach, you asked for this.
I know. I love it.
We're going on the road, Coach, to what I texted you this too.
Yes.
To the team that wants to beat Comer worse than any other team you play on your schedule, even in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. The Vincent Yellow Jackets do not like the Comer Tigers and will do anything. You're trying to prepare your team to play football right now, to get it together, like what we talked about. And now you have to make a road trip into a hostile environment. Now, I'll just say it is. They can listen if they want to. I'll tell them why I'm there. It is. How do you mentally prepare them for that? Because I told everybody at work, I said, when they tackle, you go there. And then when they tackle you, they just don't tackle you. They tackle you, and then they do that little extra drive you in the ground. It's a tough place to go play football.
It's definitely a tough place to go play. And I don't know for sure, but I'm sure that their coaches have reminded them about the last time that we were there. And losing that heartbreaker late. Mm-hmm. what a ball game. I probably lost 5 years of life because of that ball game. Because we trailed and trailed and trailed, and then we decided we'd show up. And, it's like we got off the bus, but, like, all of our mentality and everything else didn't even ride the bus. They walked to the stadium. And I guess they hooked up at halftime, and we decided to start playing in the second half. But – I'm sure that they are remembering that, and they know how the past couple of years have gone, and they've got a big bullseye on this game, and it's their home opener, and they're coming off a win, so the momentum meter is already pegged in their direction. So for us, it's just you go back and talk about the youth movement that we have. It's about taking care of things one play at a time, taking care of things one drive at a time, and kind of compartmentalizing the game. You know, let's you know, take care of business for this drive, all right? And then let's play defense and take care of business for that drive, and then move forward and kind of keep moving in that direction. So that's going to be key for us, is to not let it become too big. Just kind of handle things that we can handle and block out some things. And, you know, it's just right down the road. So I expect our crowd to be there as well, and to be supportive of our guys, and to be loud and obnoxious too. So so we're looking forward to it.
Well, tell us a little bit about Vincent. You know, we had him last year, and, you know, we were fortunate enough to win. What about it this year? What kind of team are they going to be?
They've got some new faces in places too, and they've got a couple guys that can move the ball really well. Quarterback moves well and commands the offense pretty good. So. They're going to keep running buck sweep. We're going to have to stop buck sweep. Up front, they've got some really good size, big up front on both sides of the ball. So it's going to be key for us to handle the trenches and get better in the trenches, obviously, for any football game. But we've got to get better in the trenches and take care of business there. First and foremost, defensively, just lining up and getting getting gaps and where we're supposed to be. We've got to be very, very disciplined in what we're doing, and on any stunt calls, we got to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do and not what we want to do. So the key is coachability and you know, being able to be coachable and take care of business.
Well, I told my man downtown that, you know, I expect him to hawk down the quarterback this week. I said, we need you. I saw him on really one play last week where he kind of submarined a tackle and kind of bear crawled in the backfield. And I said, buddy, I didn't see you the rest of the night. I'm just going to tell you, I didn't see you the rest of the night. We got to have you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jakari, he's huge on the edge, and he's going to have a big game.
Yeah, we've been talking about that all week. Like, I told him to Wednesday, like, if you do what you're supposed to do, you could have double-digit tackles. Mm-hmm. And you could realistically have double-digit tackles for loss. Mm-hmm. And that would be huge. So, but you got to do what you're coached to do. You can't go freelance and do your own thing. So so that's key. But, you know, and we've moved a couple guys around and made some changes this week too. So, and Wednesday at practice, we were flying around pretty good, lining up really well. All our blitz pickups, or all our blitz on, you know, our blitz package stuff was really well. And kids now, you know, you have to challenge them. So, like the first group, I said, look, you got to get through 10 blitz pickup or 10 blitzes in 4 minutes, and they did it in like 3.5. So with no mistakes, which is good. So. Starting to make some headway, and you know, again, you practice is one of those funny things. You leave practice and you feel pretty good, or you leave practice and you feel pretty bad. There's no like in between. So Wednesday I felt better than I had all week.
Well, that's good. I know, you know, like we talked before earlier, you know, there's gonna be some pains. Obviously, because you got half the team, or especially half the seniors, that either didn't play last year or never put a helmet on. So, and you're right, the Cumberland Nation is going to have to just understand a little bit about what's going on. And we try to talk it up as much as we can on the radio during the broadcast about the growing pains and, you know, what we lost as to what came back. So we're trying to help as much as we can to get them to understand. And
well,
I know,
I appreciate it.
Well, I know, you know, y'all are doing a great job. You've done it, you know, for years now. Mm-hmm. And we've seen what comes of it when the guys buy in what you're doing and they do what they're supposed to do. So We're behind you. We're behind you 100%.
Coach, you're right.
Appreciate it.
Everybody needs to come out. Everybody needs to come out, support the Comer Tigers, make a lot of noise. Mm-hmm. So, Coach, we appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate this opportunity. I enjoy coming in here and sitting down. I'm glad we have this opportunity.
Well, have a great game, Coach. God bless you. Tony, thank you for showing up. And Caleb, he's got girl issues, so we'll just leave him where he is.
Oh, goodness gracious.
But we'll have him. We will have him. We got to run, but we'll have him track you down to get an interview.
I thought year two he'd be a little more, you know, up to coming to get me, but I guess he's been terrified still.
He is. When I looked down, I seen you walking off, and I looked down, and I thought, well, where's he at? He was back at the 10-yard line.
So. Oh, goodness.
Well, all right, we'll see if we can do better than that Friday night.
Sounds good.
It's the Coach Adam Fawcett Show.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Fawcett Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the B.B. Comer Tigers, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network on Mix 106.5, the Comer Sports Network Facebook page, RadioAlabamaSports.net, and the Radio Alabama app.